Section 4. You will hear a talk on the subject of Norfolk Island. First, you will have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Norfolk Island is a small island in the Pacific Ocean which lies between Australia, New Zealand and New Caledonia. Norfolk Island and two neighbouring islands, Phillip Island and Nepean Island, form one of Australia's external territories. Although a territory of Australia, Norfolk Island has its own flag, on which can be seen a green pine tree, this being representative of an evergreen tree native to Norfolk Island itself. Today, the island is the only non-mainland Australian territory to have achieved self-governance. The island is subject to separate immigration controls to the rest of Australia, and a certain amount of controversy surrounds its territory status to this day, some islanders insisting that, in fact, the island had been granted independence by Queen Victoria in the 1800s. Before the Europeans arrived, Norfolk Island was first settled by East Polynesian seafarers, either from the Kermadec Islands north of New Zealand or from the North Island of New Zealand. They arrived in the 14th or 15th century and inhabited the island for several generations before they disappeared. To this day, the reasons for their demise remain a mystery. Captain James Cook was the first European to sight the island, which he did in 1774 on his second voyage to the South Pacific on HMS Resolution. The abundance of trees, as depicted on the island's flag, was one of the major points of interest to be discovered by Northern Hemisphere explorers. Cook christened the island in honour of the Duchess of Norfolk back in the UK. As it turned out, 1 year after the Duchess had actually died, since Cook had set out from England in 1772, he was unaware of her death, which had already occurred in May 1773. On Tuesday, 11 October 1774, for the first time, Cook went on shore to Norfolk Island and is said to have been impressed with the tall, straight trees and New Zealand flax plants. He took samples back to the United Kingdom and reported on their potential uses for the Royal Navy. At that time, finding new sources of flax, which was used for ship sails, and timber for ship masts, was crucially important to allow the United Kingdom to continue its control of ocean-going activities. Captain Cook reported that Norfolk Island had the second most plentiful supply of wood and mast timber in the South Seas after New Zealand. What made Norfolk Island a particularly attractive prospect to the British, in conjunction with its plentiful supply of trees and flax, was its lack of a native population. There was therefore no one present to oppose colonisation, unlike in New Zealand, where opposition was a certainty from the native Maori population. However, since the island was so small, it has an area of 34.6 square kilometres, the decision was taken for a dual colonisation alongside New South Wales, the connection to Australia being therefore established. Today, most islanders are of either European-only or combined European-Tahitian ancestry, being descendants of the Bounty mutineers, as well as more recent arrivals from Australia and New Zealand. About half of the islanders, can trace their roots back to Pitcairn Island. The population of Norfolk Island was estimated in July 2003 to be 1,853. 20.2% of the population were 14 years and under, 63.9% were 15 to 64 years, and 15.9% were 65 years and over. Islanders speak both English and a Creole language known as Norfolk, which is in essence a blend of 1700s English and Tahitian. The Norfolk language is decreasing in popularity as more tourists travel to the island and more young people leave for work and study reasons. However, there are efforts to keep it alive through published dictionaries and the renaming of some tourist attractions to their Norfolk equivalents. Immigration is growing as many islanders choose to move to Australia or New Zealand. There is only one school on the island which provides education to Australian Year 12. However, any student wishing to go on to university or another form of tertiary study must travel overseas, as no such institutions exist on the island. Many skilled workers now also elect to move overseas to pursue increased economic opportunities in bigger centres. Nowadays, the main economy of the island is tourism, and a ban on the import of fruit and vegetables helps to ensure that agriculture remains fairly robust.
That is the end of the listening test. In the real IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.